we're going to go ahead and call to order the regular school board meeting for our Liberty County School Board. We're going to open with our prayer and pledge, a pledge led by Mr. Reddick and the prayer led by Mr. Petty.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for an opportunity to come out tonight, Father, and take care of some school business. We pray, God, for your wisdom and your discernment, and Lord, how to carry out these items. We thank you, God, for summertime, and Lord, I know there's a lot of preparation going into the new school year, so God, I pray you be with all our staff, and Lord, the teachers as they do in-service, and Lord, just all the activities that go on, Father, here. I pray you bless all our district staff and our school staff. I pray that you be with them. Pray you protect these children, God, as they're out and about, Lord, on traveling this summer. I pray, God, your hand of protection upon them. Lord, we love you and we thank you for everything you've done for us, God. So I pray that we would, Lord, be more like you in every way possible. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we have any recognition or a presentation tonight? Okay. Okay. This is the part for public comment, but I don't think we had anybody sign public comments today, so we're going to go ahead and move forward. I need a motion to approve the minutes from the last school board meeting. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 5, Superintendent's Monthly Report. Mr. Summers, what do you have for us this evening?
Got a couple of things. First, I want to introduce Mr. Steve Benton, our new principal down at W.R. Toller. I kept looking around. I finally found somebody older than me. We want to welcome Steve to our midst. And, of course, he's got a lot of great ideas. We're going to... going to rock and roll down at Toller, and I think it's going to make it 100% better. Former superintendent, principal, teacher, what else have you done? Coaching?
Don't tell anything.
School bus driver. Yeah, might have cooked a little bit in lunchroom. So he's got a vast...
There you go.
Steve, we're glad to have you on board. Yes. Look forward to working with you.
Welcome. We're glad to have you. Thank you.
Yes, I appreciate the opportunity. I appreciate you giving me a chance to come down.
Yes, sir.
Looking for a good year.
Good deal. We're gonna hold you at high standards. All right. Forestry funds. Sheila, will you speak to that as far as our wait? It's been a waiting game on our forestry money.
Yes, sir. In our 16-17 year, we did budget those funds. We received around $38,000 out of the $315,000. I've had close contact with Kathy Brown, and she stated that she's still communicating back and forth on the 16-17 year. Now going into the 17-18 year, they're looking at approving those funds, but $200,000 less. So instead of $630,000 going to Liberty County's district, there's like only $400,000. But we're not guaranteed it, so right now I'm not putting it in the budget at this time. So that's where we stand at.
Not very good news.
Don't put it in the budget till we get it.
That's right. When we do get it, then I'll add it.
Right. Especially the part about if they give it to us, they're going to cut us. That's kind of hard. We'll have to take another trip to Washington. Check on them over here. Thank you, Sheila. School grades. They came out, of course, in last week's paper. We've got a lot of work to do. Gay, if you will speak to the grades real quick.
I know probably first thing that you want to know about is the F at the Youth Learning Center. We were not alone, and being some of the schools that had the first time that a non-traditional school like that had been graded, our neighbor across the river had the same experience with the same grade. And it was based on one of 11 components of the school grade is what generated that, and it was the graduation rate. So what that means is during the course of the 4 years, because you look at a cohort for your graduation rate. So all the kids that went through that program during the last 4 years are in that cohort, and there were enough kids, which had to be more than 10, to count. And so they gave a school grade based on one component. So you could have a fact, you know, on the whole grading scale, it was just one, like one tenth of the whole thing. But that's what it was based on. At the moment, we are waiting on Hosford. We did receive an I there. And I's traditionally are because not enough tested. We know that enough students were tested. We know without a shadow of a doubt that 95% were tested. In fact, probably much more than that. The irregularity that we saw, there were a number of kids that took the writing and the reading go together now. They're not two standalone scores. And they go together to make up one score. And we had a number of kids at Hosford that took the writing or took the reading, but didn't take both. And it wasn't that they stayed at that school, they moved. So they moved sometime during that testing season. They either moved in or they moved out. And so we really think that that is what the issue is. We are waiting on a letter, and I have been in contact with DOE, and they said we will receive that this week. So as soon as we know, we'll get that corrected. And they'll issue the grade regardless of us doing anything, but we will, pretty sure that that's got to be the issue, and we'll send in a response to that, and then they'll issue a grade. And we're very hopeful that it will be a bit.
Might want to mention about Toler, or did I not hear that? Did you mention anything about Toler and that we were going to appeal?
Yes. Also on Toler, during the assessment process, our students with disabilities, they take the FSAA. There was some communication regarding the time frame that that had to be submitted in, and it was actually submitted late. But within the time frame that the assessment coordinator was given. So because of that late reporting, those scores were not included in Toler's grade. And at this point, I have, you know, inquired when would we receive those scores since they are late reported, and it will be the fall. And to do an appeal, you only have 30 days. So when I talked to the Office of Accountability, they said go ahead and do the appeal, state in it that, you know, we wanted them included when they are received. Because we have enough kids in that group of children that if we had even 7 or 8 that scored proficient, it very likely mm-hmm. will change the outcome of children's grade. So, so we will be appealing that as well.
Okay. Thank you, Kevin. Any questions about that? Okay, let's move into another area that's really exciting right now, and that's our special facilities. We're going to be building the first high school in, 37 years or whatever it is. That's going to be, we want to make it state-of-the-art. We got to get it right, because odds are none of us are going to be here when they build the next one. Maybe Tina. All you other guys, I know how y'all are. All right, but anyway, ask Greg to come in, and he did on short notice. We got, I believe most of us have experience talking to Greg with CRA and helped us with Hosford School and saw that project out. And Greg, if you would speak just a few minutes, if you would, on what's the next step and those kind of things.
You need me to come up to the mic or?
Please, yes, sir.
That'd be fine, yeah.
All right, again, Greg Kelly, CRA Architects. Thank you for the opportunity. First, I'd like to commend you on receiving special facilities funding this year. It's been a long process, and it's paid off, so perseverance has paid off here. What we'd like to do next is, between now and the next board meeting, August the 8th, we will come in with a contract with Mr. Sommer and negotiate it. We'd like to bring it to the next board meeting for approval if we get that worked out, and we will. And I will bring a PowerPoint presentation at the next board meeting, and I'll start going over everything with you. As this starts getting out, there's going to be a lot of questions. When? I'll talk about schedule. Local participation, I'll talk to you about how we get local people involved there. Contractors, if you're going to hard bid it, construction management, I'll explain all of that, and we'll look at how we're going to do that and everything. So I'll come and start talking to you about timeline, when we're going to get the contractor on board, where we are with the drawings, everything else, and we'll start putting it together. So it's going to be very exciting in the next few months for sure. So, and ultimately what we're looking for is an occupancy of August of 2019. So we'll have it ready so you can move kids in then. So any questions?
Our first appropriation, which is roughly $6
million. $6,062,000.
Well, I think you said August 1st.
Yeah, yeah.
Roughly right there.
Yep, it'll be appropriated next month or so.
Good deal. All right. Any questions for Greg? We're going to be seeing a lot of him as we move along. There again, at the next board meeting, we'll be taking a vote. I should say we're going to be taking a vote whether or not we're going to be seeing a lot of him at our next board meeting. Greg, thank you again for coming down.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank y'all. Y'all have a good evening.
You too.
One other thing on special facilities, I did finally get a date that we could set up our first workshop with the county commissioners, and that would be August the 10th. If you would, check your calendars, and it'd be at 5:00 up at the courtroom. I told them we're gonna switch off. They're gonna come to us. First one we can do up there if everybody's in agreement. August the 10th at 5:00, and we'll be talking about the library. And some possibilities. That could be one of the hardest obstacles that we have in this whole project. So we want to do that. Let's see, I got two other things. One is our back to school breakfast. It'll be, Seth, make sure I'm right, August the 4th.
Friday.
Okay. The teachers come, I believe, on the 2nd. Okay, so the 4th will be our breakfast. I'll make note of that. Of course, we'll adhere to pretty well what we've done in the past years. Keep it brief and give everybody a chance to listen in.
That starts at 8, Mr. Summers?
I'm sorry?
8:00?
Yeah, 8:00. Like you said, 8:00. All right. And the last thing, I go to Gainesville tomorrow. I'll be there at 10:00 in the morning for pre-op on my shoulder. So I'll be kind of out and about. Keep me in your prayers.
Yes, sir.
And that's about it, Ms. Tina.
Thank you, Mr. David. Next item is item number 6, the additions and corrections to the agenda, and we do have a few to approve, adding emergency items 1 through 5, deleting I, approve the supplemental list. Actually, we're going to be deleting that one, and then delete blank on certified teacher for Hosford from personnel table. Do I have a motion to accept, let's see, the additions and corrections?
Motion.
To approve the agenda. Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 7, approve the agenda with the emergency items, additions, and corrections. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 8, consent items. Approve our principal's reports for June 2017, financial statements for June 2017, budget amendments for June 2017, which I don't think we had any budget amendments, did we,
no.
Ms. Sheila? So there was none of those. And bills and payroll for June 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Bank signature changes. Recommend approving the request to remove Laura Deason from the Toler School account at Centennial and add the signature of Steve Benton. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Do I have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. C, approve request for FMLA. Recommend approving the request from Susan Granger for FMLA beginning August 1st, 2017 through September 22nd, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. D, approve the student code of conduct for the Liberty County School Board for the 2017-2018 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. E, approve the Student Progress Plan, SPP, for the Liberty County School Board for the 2017-2018 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. F, approve the out-of-field teachers for summer session for AFYC and JUST. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Approve. Next item is approve the out-of-field teachers for Liberty County Schools for the 2017-2018 school year. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Do we have any discussion?
No, thanks. We're doing a pretty good job of there keeping them in field. We've got a couple.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving to H, approve the exceptional student education policies and procedures effective 2016-2019 school years. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Do we have any discussion? So this will cover 3 years, correct?
It's a multi-year plan.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item I, approve the revised salary schedule effective July 11th, 2000. I'm sorry, this one was deleted, wasn't it? Was this one? No, that was the other. I'm sorry. Scratch that. Item I, approve the revised salary schedule effective July 11th, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? Okay, that was a supplemental list. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item J, approve the personnel consent items from the July 11, 2017 table is attached. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion?
Was this the table?
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
So is this...
Which the deletion at Hosford, who is that, or which one?
The one that's blank, the certified teacher.
What? Okay, it says delete right here. I guess that's the one.
Yes.
So that's the one we deleted on this, which was the emergency item.
Got deleted.
No. Those two are not related. There is no certified teacher to be hired at Hosford at this meeting, therefore it was deleted. But the emergency items are a different position. They're creating a non-instructional voc rehab and permission to advertise.
Just decided to pull it for this meeting, Kyle. Decided not to hire.
Okay. So I'm confused. Which one did we delete for the meeting? The voc rehab?
No. On the table, the certified teacher from Hosford.
Got it.
Where it says delete over on the left, that's the one that was deleted.
Not the position, but the...
Just the vote for tonight.
Gotcha. Okay.
Right, yeah.
Okay, that's where I misunderstood. I couldn't tell.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
The vote, the recommendation for tonight was deleted.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. All right, do we have any other discussion? Is everybody okay? Understand that? That confused me a little bit, but now I got it too.
Yeah,
okay. Thank you. Okay, any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to item number 9, finance action items. Approve the student code of conduct. I'm sorry, I'm going backwards.
DSE contracts.
Okay. We are on number 9, finance action items. Sorry, y'all, I'm having to flip back and forth between the paper. Approve the following contracts for the 2017-2018 school year. We have Britt Day, speech-language pathology, Janice Williams, speech-language pathology, Kara Bradley, speech-language pathology, Myla Walquist, physical therapy, Tessa Byler, occupational therapy services, Linda Davis, hearing impaired, and Dr. Brian Bowman, psychologist. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Reddick, second by Mr. Flowers. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item B, approve the cooperative agreement between the Liberty County School Board and the Florida Department of Health for registered nurse services through the Florida Department of Health in Liberty County for the 2017-2018 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second
by Mr. Flowers. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C, approve the dual enrollment articulation agreement between Liberty County School Board and the Chipola College Board of Trustees for the 2017-2018 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item D, approve the memorandum of understanding between Liberty County School Board and Alice and Poseida CPA PA to provide consulting services including the GASB 34 management discussion and analysis and the notes to the financial statements for 2016-17 fiscal year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second
by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item E, approve the cooperative agreement between the Liberty County School Board and the Florida Department of Juvenile Justice, which is DJJ, for the 2017-2018 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Do I have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Approve the letter of agreement between Liberty County School Board and Acela 5, which is Medicaid, for the 2017-2018 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second
by Mr. Flowers. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 10, board policy items. Do we have any of those?
No.
Anybody? Okay. Item 11 is board member items. Do we have any board member items this evening? Okay. I was just going to mention that I will contact Centennial Bank and just ask them if they're wanting to sponsor the breakfast again. If not, then I'll come back and report and get with y'all. I am going to go ahead and kind of work ahead on that just because not knowing when surgery is for my dad, I may or may not be able to be there, but I will do everything that I can for that morning to help them and us. So I may be calling on some of y'all to help me if I need some help with that.
Yeah, Mr. Farrell and Michael always
yes. Could.
I don't know how.
Well, I'll call Michael and I'll talk with him, and if he doesn't feel, I mean, I'll let him make that decision. I will ask him, and then we'll see how he feels, and then we'll move on from that.
Right.
Okay, that's all I had. If nobody has anything else, any closing comments, Mr. David?
No, ma'am, I can't think.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. We didn't mean to move to that. I apologize, y'all. I'm kind of still getting used to our format here. We'll go ahead and do our emergency items now. Item number 13A, approve the contract between the Liberty County School District and the Panhandle Area Educational Consortium Risk Management Participation Resolution. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item B, under emergency items, approve the contract between the Liberty County School District and PAEC for TSA consulting. There is no charge to the district for this contract. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Under emergency item C, recommendation to approve creating a position for the non-instructional voc rehab specialist. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item D, under emergency items, approve the job description for the non-instructional vocational rehabilitation specialist. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item E, under emergency items, approve the request from Cynthia Osterberg to receive FMLA beginning August 2nd, 2017 through November 3rd, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 14, I need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Motion carries. Meeting adjourned. Sorry about going back to Josh.